Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily. I'm your girl Riley Hart, and I'm so pumped to dive into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Creating a safe space for emotional healing. Let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? Heartbreaks, setbacks, even just the everyday stresses can leave us feeling depleted and emotionally drained. But guess what? We are capable of amazing resilience. And it all starts with cultivating that sacred space where we can truly tend to our wounded hearts and emerge stronger than ever. So, get cozy, grab your favorite mug of tea or coffee, because today we're going deep on how to build that emotional sanctuary within ourselves and around us. Ready? Let's do this. First things first, self-awareness is your superpower. You know that feeling when you're spiraling in a thought loop, replaying every detail of a tough situation? That's your inner critic on overdrive, honey. And trust me, it doesn't have our best interests at heart. Start by noticing these patterns. What triggers those negative thoughts? Once you identify them, you can start to challenge them with kindness and compassion. Next up, boundaries are your best friend. Ever felt like someone was constantly draining your energy? It might be time to set some boundaries. This doesn't mean becoming a hermit. It means learning to say no to things that don't serve you and protecting your emotional well-being. Think of it like this. Imagine your energy as a precious resource. You wouldn't just give it away freely, would you? Same goes for your emotions. Remember the power of mindfulness. Ever get caught in a whirlwind of thoughts and worries? Mindfulness practices like meditation or even just taking a few deep breaths can help ground us in the present moment. It's about being fully aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment, allowing them to come and go like clouds passing by. Let your emotions flow freely. Bottling up emotions is like trying to hold back a tidal wave. It's bound to overflow eventually. Find healthy outlets for expressing your feelings, whether it's through journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or even dancing it out in your living room. Remember, feeling your feelings fully is a sign of strength, not weakness. Lastly, practice radical self-compassion. This one's crucial. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. Forgive yourself for past mistakes and celebrate your wins, big and small. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, exactly as you are. Now, let me share a quick story with you that illustrates these points perfectly. I once knew this amazing woman named Sarah who was constantly putting everyone else's needs before her own. She had this incredible ability to make people feel heard and supported, but she rarely took time for herself. As a result, she was feeling exhausted and emotionally drained. It took some tough love from her friends and family, along with some dedicated self-reflection. But Sarah finally started setting boundaries, prioritizing her own well-being, and practicing self-compassion. The transformation was incredible. She rediscovered her passion, started saying no more often, and found joy in simply being herself. See? It's not just about talk, it's about taking action. So, my beautiful listeners, I encourage you to take these insights and apply them to your own lives. Start by creating a small space where you can feel safe and supported. Light a candle, put on some calming music, or simply close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Embrace self-awareness, set healthy boundaries, practice mindfulness, allow your emotions to flow freely, and above all, treat yourself with radical self-compassion. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every victory, and never give up on creating the life you truly deserve. And as always, keep shining bright. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And if you resonate with what we're talking about here, leave us a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, stay strong, stay true, and keep raising your standards. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.